Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
All right, good day and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Live the Fuel show. So today, I'm bringing on once again another new co-host for you. This gentleman actually has a pretty powerful educational background, which we're going to dig into. But I'm excited to bring him on because you guys have heard me talk before about the power of networking. Recently, we had on a gentleman by the name of Dr. Carson of Carson Natural. And he spoke very highly of this new co-host for you guys. So a little bit about this gentleman is he's been a trainer for over a decade, working with well over 800 people to transform their lives, vitality, their mindset, you know, accomplish their dreams, kind of like what we're all trying to do in life. But sometimes you need somebody in your corner to help you along that way. And that's what I'm learning more about this gentleman. I mean, he's got the education to back it up, though, because he's got a degree in pre-med, pre-pharm, dual certified in exercise science and sports medicine. This guy's got a lot of credentials behind him. So I'm excited to really dig into more of who he is and how he's helping people in the online space. So a little more about him is, you know, he's a lifestyle and wellness coach and an orthopedic rehab specialist. I can keep going, but you know what? Let's go ahead and bring him on here. Without further ado, welcome to the show, Jeff McMahon.
Hey, Scott. Happy to be here, buddy.
Hey, man. So powerful connection, man. We just got connected, what, a week ago, maybe?
A week ago, yep.
Yeah, and we're already chatting. I love it. So
already.
You're an action taker. I'm an action taker. I think we're going to get along.
Yeah, because we both know life is too short to wait.
Well said, sir. Well, see, usually I have you guys like save those powerful, inspirational words for the end of the show, but go ahead and jump it in hot. I like
it. We got more in their store.
Good, good. Well, I mean, so obviously, I kind of hinted a little bit here for our listeners. You're playing around in the online space, kind of like me, but at a whole different level. So your brand, because I'm a big marketing guy, so your brand is Total Body Construction.
Correct.
I love the word construction. It has many definitions in the world today. Have you always been under that brand, or did you start because you know 10 years as a trainer? You know, did you start kind of working at a gym as a personal trainer? Where did that whole metamorphosis happen?
Yes, I started with Gold's Gym in Cincinnati, Ohio.
You speak customer there.
then we got changed into the franchisee owner wanted his own brand, so we started Urban Active. So I was the head trainer of Urban Active for 6 years. Overseeing 13 gyms here in Ohio. And then they got bought out by LA Fitness. And
in
transition, I went on my own and started Total Body Construction.
Smart move, because I've been to some LAs around here, and we're based in Allentown, Pennsylvania. So that's an hour north of Philadelphia, about an hour and a half west of New York City. If that gives you an idea, we're on the eastern edge of PA. So you're only one state away.
Correct.
But I will tell you, LA, in my experience, and there might be a few people that I know here in the Valley, Lehigh Valley, where I'm from here, that might be listening to this show. But sorry, guys, not that impressed. Like, you guys have gone downhill with your gyms.
God awful.
And I think part of it is they dropped their rates a couple years ago, at least in my area. They were playing this new, like, low-cost game. And I'm like, guys, when you first brought your chain to fruition and your business model to fruition, when I walked in there, I was like, man, this is pretty higher class. And I would expect to pay a little bit more than going to a Gold's Gym. So since we're chatting about this, what's your point of view on that, man? I mean, I'm all about value in our business and value in our brand. Like, what do you think about that? Do you think LA used to be higher than Gold's? Are they still there? Are they, you know, we're not trying to bash brands. We're just trying to help people understand, I guess, what those bigger brands are like.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing was Planet Fitness came in and they're charging $10. So people are like, hey, why am I paying so much when I could pay $10 at Planet Fitness? All I'm doing is using the treadmill anyway. Why do I have to pay 50, 70, 80 bucks a month for a gym? So that's where that whole scarcity, you know, new kid in town came into play. And my reason for leaving was LA Fitness, like as a trainer, they have a bad training session rate, schedule, all that kind of stuff. Like Urban Active, we had it on point. We were upgrading people all the time. People loved us. It was a good system. LA got rid of that. I went from 15 trainers in my gym down to 3.
So people are willing to pay for quality service is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Okay, interesting. 15 down to 3.
Down to 3. And now I think they only have 2 people in that gym working as a trainer in this, the one that I was at in Cincinnati. So, yeah, it's just a different vibe, and people would rather go CrossFit came around that time, and it's become super, super popular. So
yeah, I mean, it really started blowing up when I got into CrossFit, probably back in, I really learned it in 2010, but I think it started from 2008, 2010. It really started coming into fruition. The games were really starting to kick into gear, all that type of stuff.
Right. So like we would play around with the workout of the day sometimes, at the gym, but our gym wasn't set up to be a CrossFit gym. So, but yeah, so I just think the competition run really morphed what LA tried to do. And I think Lifetime Fitness is probably the only premier gym, at least in the Cincinnati area, for people to go.
Oh, you guys have a Lifetime?
We have Lifetime, yeah.
So I stumbled across Lifetime when I was in Arizona, when I stumbled across CrossFit. And I was in Phoenix and Scottsdale area, so nicer area of Arizona. And I'm like, my buddy moves into this high-end condo, and I'm on my days off. And I don't know if you actually got a chance to really research my bio, but I was out there doing some federal wildland firefighting. I left the corporate world for a couple years and
yes.
went on an adventure. So on my days off, I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna go to Civilization," which, by the way, don't do that in the middle of the summer in Arizona. Bad idea.
No, it's hot.
But he had this high end, Scottsdale's a lot of trendy communities, and right across the street was a Lifetime, and I walked into that place and I was like, "What is this? They've got." You know, we were just talking about triathlons before recording. Yeah, I mean, climbing walls and triathlete coaches and like fresh smoothie bars with wheatgrass and all this trendy stuff. This is 2010. I'm like, we do not have this on the East Coast.
No, you don't.
And the cool thing was, here's the best part. What did they charge? Like, do you know what they're charging to this day?
Right now, it's a thing $99 a month.
That's actually lower. Yeah, I remember my buddy was paying like $120. At Scottsdale, could be the market.
Well, I know there's tiers, like if you aren't using the soccer field and the rock climbing, like you have different packages to it. But yeah. I knew it was somewhere around $100 a month.
Yeah, but I mean, let's think about it. It's a premium level facility. Mm-hmm. And it comes down to what people see as value in their service. So, and I'm going to help our listeners out here, because a lot of times we're picking up new listeners all the time. So I think we kind of really kicked into high gear here with Jeff and just started jumping right in. But yeah, he and I are fitness guys, okay? So we're geeking out a little bit on this. So, you know, roll with us on this one. But
right.
He's been in some gyms. I've worked in gyms. I've been a spinning instructor. I've been a part of Gold's. I've been in a smaller facility here in the Lehigh Valley where I'm from. I'm a CFL1 CrossFit coach. So I've played in a lot of different domains. I've been a ski race coach for many, many years outside of the gym world. So, yeah, we've been around that. I don't have your wonderful level of education, by the way. So did you always obviously plan on getting into this personal training, dedicated type of fitness space with that level of background?
No. In sixth grade, I took an aptitude test and it told me I could be a surgeon. And growing up, my mom always had a lot of health issues. Mm. So I wanted to be a doctor to be able to take care of my family. That was my main goal.
Ooh, purpose.
But then after sophomore year of college, when I was starting to look at the MCATs and getting into med school, my advisors told me, because I'm red, green, blue, orange, colorblind, that I couldn't be a surgeon because you got to be able to see colors.
Wait, you got to be able to see red?
I can only see black, white, yellow, and gray. So it kind of limits it.
Wow. Intriguing.
So in doing so, that's where I was then going to say, let's do pharmacy. So I got a double major in pre-med/pre-pharm. And when I lived in Ohio, I was married and it was either get into UC or, you know, do something else. So I was working out at the gym, saw some people training people, and I was like, I think it'd be cool to get paid to work out, in essence. And
it is nice, but it's also hard to get paid enough to survive to be paid to work out in a lot of trainer situations that you've already hinted at from some prior job opportunities.
Right. So I just fell in love with the craft, fell in love with helping people, seeing the smile on people's faces when they're leaving, knowing that you had a direct impact on them, feeling better, losing weight, more confidence, all that kind of stuff.
Well, and on this show, we talk a lot about mindset, right? Because the mind leads the body. There's the slogans of mind over matter, et cetera, et cetera. I'm a huge mindset guy because if people are going into a big lifestyle change or trying to find commitment or finally at the point where they're willing to invest into a trainer and everything else, you got to get your mindset right. Like you got to get a good, solid definition of a why before somebody like you or myself, especially somebody at your level, could even start to help them. I mean, Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can be a little bit of a mindset coach, but in the end, it's like, hey, man, you still got to own where you want to go. And you got to, I mean, do you believe in that? Do you go ahead and correct me on that if you think that's important or not? Like, where are you at with people's why?
Oh, well, that's mindset. What differentiates me from the next trainer is going over the, you know, you can work out all day long, you can eat right, but if you aren't there in your mind to be consistent with it and do it for the rest of your life, not just a beach body or to get ready for a wedding, but to be healthy for the rest of your life, that's who I train. You know, my clients have been with me for 10 years or more. I mean, I got plenty of clients that have been with me for 8 years or more. You know, I don't train people just for little short things. I train people to be with me pretty much forever.
Okay. Well, and actually, while we're actually chatting here, because we have the YouTube feed, I'm going to share your site because I'm on your main homepage and I scroll down. I love the fact that, and again, for our listeners, guys, just go to totalbodyconstruction.com. It's pretty easy. Totalbodyconstruction.com. Easy. But when you scroll down and you talk about how you're differentiating yourself from the rest, right there, our approach, like you have the three spheres. So I love this piece here because the first three things that I see, you have nutritional first, then the fitness, and then on the emotional. And some people may say, hey, man, nutrition and emotional, then fitness, et cetera. But in the end, like, you can only do so much with the emotional, right? You can create the community, the support system, and everything else. But I literally had this discussion today because I don't want to create a sidetrack, but, man, I'm standing here on the sidelines watching my fiance and our friends complete the triathlon I was telling you about. And I don't know about you, but as I look at what has happened to the triathlete world, or really a lot of sports, I've seen an increase in size of these athletes. And people say, oh, well, that's just a lot. That's just somebody new to being a triathlete. And I'm like, no, I see people like beating people that look more athletic. They're just really big. And that's, it just reinforces what's going on here in the USA, my point. And I just love getting this point out because you put nutritional first. And I was like, guys, like, you, I can condition a large man or a large woman, all right? I can condition you through putting in the reps, putting in the exercises, putting in the training and the programming. But I was like, so great, we can condition that larger entity, that larger body. But in the end, it's like the size comes back to your lifestyle, your nutrition, your emotional state, your stress levels, all of that.
Right.
You got to fix that, man. Like, that's why I tell people, like, why would you pay for a gym membership if you're not even dialing in your nutrition? And it looks like you're a big believer in that since you put that first.
that's the number one thing. That's why I always say when they do an assessment with me, walk me through your day of what you eat. As soon as you wake up, what are you putting in your body? So on and so forth.
Now, did you always have that principle? Was that something that came out of the schooling? Or is that something where it's like, you know what? As you just start putting in the reps as a professional, you're like, man, it's like, again, like I'm kind of hinting. I'm like, yeah, I can teach this guy or girl to put in the reps, put it, you know, learn how to use the equipment the right way, build out a workout program, a lifestyle shift every 2 to 3 months, et cetera, et cetera. But it's like, man, that's not going to work. The exercise isn't everything.
Right. Yeah. In the beginning, you know, I was new in the game and always thought, you know, you work out to lose weight like most people do. But getting into the game and learning more about my body, getting more education behind me, the nutritional piece always, always started to make a bigger impact.
Well, and I love you. I mean, it's, a lot of people throw around different numbers on this, but right under your nutritional header, you have your, you know, it's 80% nutrition, 20% physical and mental. So I use the 80-20 rule a lot. If I'm working with athletes, I'm like, okay, maybe it's a little more like 90-10. If I'm talking to somebody who's already got their nutrition dialed in because they're looking for performance. But actually, then I'll go back to 80-20 if now they got the nutrition dialed in, they got the exercise dialed in, but their mental game's out. So I love the fact you have physical / mental right there. That's freaking spot on, man. I love
trying to do the whole trifecta because you need so many people just do food or workout, but they don't do the emotional, and you need all three to have a transformation. So,
well, let's roll on that quick point here, man. We're already there. So emotional, we talked about mindset, hinted about that earlier.
Right.
Where did the emotional piece come from? That's something that they don't teach you in school.
No, Tony Robbins. I've been doing a lot of Tony Robbins lurching and how to have a breakthrough. And the different things he says is you got to have a strategy. You got to have the story that you tell yourself. Like so many people are like, oh, I'm just big boned. I'm supposed to be big, or, you know, God wanted me to be fat, or whatever their story they tell themselves. Mm-hmm. And then you got to have the state of mind to control your day every day. So stop having the lowering of standards that, oh, you know, I'm a size 10 waist. I'll just wear a size 12 pants because I'm going to it's easier to avoid pain in our lives than it is to face the fact. So instead of realizing I need to change my diet, I'm going to stop eating bad food, I'm just going to buy bigger clothes. And then that goes into bigger clothes. And then that goes into bigger clothes. And your standards lower, lower, lower. Your children's standards start to lower because they see you as a role model and they see you going down. I mean, it's a whole spiral effect that is just crazy.
It's really crazy. It's frustrating to me too, because not just because I've obviously trained people and I work with people nutritionally and coaching on the, as one of my side hustles in my circle of influence, but it's like, guys, I'm like, I don't need to be the world's leading PhD to teach this to you. Like, this is, right. Again, I've been dealing with for years. It's one of the reasons why I stopped ski race coaching, because I don't see it being taught in all sports. They're just saying, well, we're here to train these kids how to ski. I'm like, well, we got a bigger influence than that. You know, you got these parents saying, oh, let's just take them up to the cafeteria and buy them a pizza. I'm like, all right, dude, we've had these kids out on the hill since 7 a.m. You're taking them out to lunch in the cafeteria at the ski resort, which, let's be real, there's really very little healthy food in a ski resort.
Right.
I mean, unless you're a Vail in Colorado. but I was like, guys, like, it's the parents. I'm like, guys, like, you're taking the easy way out. Like, oh, here's some money. Go buy what you want. Like, you're not taking responsibility for your children. Again, I'm not a parent, and I know I could probably piss off a lot of listeners right now, but I just say how it is. And I'm like, sorry, guys. I've worked with parents and athletes for years. You're just copping out. Like, own it. This is your kid. This is your influence. If you're not going to take care of yourself, at least teach your kid how to take care of yourself. And if you can't handle that, bring in somebody like yourself or myself. Like, ask for help. Like, ask us to show you how to get this kid to get to a next level of performance, the next level of influence, the next level of energy, whatever the goals are. I don't know if you work with a lot of kids. I'm just throwing it in there.
I do, because I also do a boot camp for cancer kids. So we work with kids that are battling cancer to just feel better, feel stronger, get more knowledge on eating, because food is such an impact to cancer. Sugar is a huge inflammation, getting your diet more.
Pause. Wait. Whoa, I'm sorry. Sugar is inflammatory? You mean to tell me, like, when I was standing at the finish line at the triathlon today and you see everybody running through their transition points, squirting the packets of goo in their mouth, like, that's not maybe a good idea?
Like when you do the Susan Komen breast cancer walk, and then afterwards there's donuts and bagels.
What is with that, man? Dude, all right.
Because it's just so, it's just,
it marketing. Frustrates
that's
the hell out of me.
My whole point is it's marketing. Like, yeah. Gatorade. You don't need Gatorade unless you're doing a triathlon or exerting energy for more than 90 minutes.
And even then, Gatorade is a lot of sugar. So it's like, really?
But they see the commercial. And that's the problem with America, is we see commercials as information versus advertising to sell a crappy product. So
see, what frustrates me even more is, do you know who the name of the company that helps publish very, very popular magazines like Men's Health, Women's Health, Running Magazine, all those?
Who?
Rodale Press. They're located 15 minutes from my house.
Okay.
And I am Mr. No, I have friends that work there and I love them. But I'm like, guys, like, I know money, it's proof. Like you just said, marketing, money talks. And
money
I was like,
talks.
How many, I used to be that guy. I mean, many, many years ago, I'm like, you would think, oh, a very reputable press company. These are, you know, they have athletes in here promoting this, promoting that. And it's like, you just think, oh, well, that's, they got to know what they're talking about. I used to be a gel user.
Right.
Squirt, squirt, squirt. When I'm running a marathon or a half marathon, I didn't know any better. I'm just playing I call it the sugar train. You're up, you're down, you're up, you're down. Why do you think they put the sugar packets or the gels at every single water rest area? Because you already burned through it, dude.
Yeah.
And they're not telling you about all the hormonal influences that are being damaged and triggered from that as well. I mean, we can get into a whole other conversation.
Right.
On that,
I mean, we can go long, long, long. But I mean, the biggest point is, people need to start doing the research to learn how to feed themselves and their kids versus just watching a commercial, because the commercial is only there to sell one product to you. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't believe it's not butter. That doesn't mean that it's good.
No. Yeah.
Butter is so much better for you than I can't believe it's not butter.
Wait, you mean to tell me that the thing that's been around forever, that was on the dairy shelf from the very, very beginning before you created man-made margarine and man-made, I can't believe it's not butter. I don't know what that is.
I don't even know what that is either. I mean, any of that stuff, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so old school. Recently, a few months back, I bought cast iron skillets. Went back to the good old cast iron skillet.
Okay.
I buy grass fed Kerrygold butter from Ireland, And actually, I put a pretty viral post up a few months ago because I was pissed off because I went to a Whole Foods and there's Kerrygold. Mm-hmm. And then there's Kerrygold's newest additions. One had canola oil blended in, and then the other one was reduced fat Kerrygold. And I'm like,
why?
What are you guys doing?
Why?
You guys had a perfect product. It's still there, but I was like, what is all this crap? Like, you guys set yourself at the precipice of the top quality product. And I put a post up. Kerrygold, one of their marketing people, actually reached out to me, tracked down my email, and emailed me through my website to respond and justify why they did that. And then I shared that on one of my podcasts too, like on the video and everything. So I'm like, hey, you go. I'm not making this up. Right there from Kerrygold. And long story short, they justified it as, we're listening to our market. This is the demand. People are, one of the excuses was, well, the reason why we added canola oil in is because the customers want a butter that's more easily spread. I was like, then warm it up.
Right. Just heat.
Walk out into the sun, because most people don't get into the sun anyway. Hold it in the sun for maybe a minute or two while you enjoy the rays. Walk back in and just spread that knife over the top. It's probably going to be softer because the sun's pretty warm. I can rant on this stuff, man. It's
That's life right there. But yeah, I don't know where we're going with this topic, but the moral of the story is nutrition is super important.
The point of that topic, exactly what that was the fact was, when I went to your site before we even had the show today, I was like, oh man, I'm gonna enjoy talking to this guy because he put nutrition before anything. Even though you have 10 years of training background, and I'm gonna go ahead and actually share this again because you've got a lot of quality client testimonials on your site too. And this is something I want to get into because I want to make sure we skip over it because, and I'm sharing this on the video again to our listeners, guys, if you ever get bored, go to the YouTube channel for Lithium Fuel for Scott Mulvaney and you'll see these episodes in video form too. And I link it to lithiumfuel.com. So you'll be able to see Jeff and I, you know, rapping right now. But like, he's got four different people on here. And the funny thing is, none of these people are like world-class athletes that are in his clients, right? These people are actually world-class podcasters, online people. So this is what I'm getting into is that these people, I know for a fact, John Lee Dumas now lives in Puerto Rico. You live in Ohio. Pat Flynn lives in California. You live in Ohio. So I love the fact that you've built a brand focusing on the nutritional piece first, besides the exercise piece, besides the mental, because to be fair, these three domains are easily educatable online. And that's kind of what I want to bring us full circle back to, because I don't want to lose that important piece about what you've done with what you've built here. Because yeah, you can physically teach people in person, and you do, but you've built this online niche. And obviously this opens you up to help more people across a broader plane. Now, was that one of the reasons why you wanted to do that? Or was that one of the reasons why you're like, hey man, once I met with somebody like Tony Robbins or Johnny Dumas, like, I just need to go online. what was that flip? What was that transition there?
The flip was, my mom had a massive stroke when I was a freshman in college and lost use of the left side of her body. So she asked me if there's any way for her stroke support group to be able to do exercises at home without having to go to physical therapy if they didn't have a ride to get there or whatever. So we kind of played around with virtual training is what I call it now, doing like a group Skype call or a Google Hangouts at the time, and just me teaching them some exercise and rehabs to do for the people in her group. And then that transitioned to me starting to listen to business podcasts as I wanted to grow my business. Pat Flynn was the first one that I ever listened to, and he said he wanted to train for a triathlon. So I reached out and to him via email and just said, hey, Pat, I'd love to train you for a triathlon virtually. I've done, you know, I've trained 13 people for Ironmans and all that stuff. Love to work with you. And he took me up on the offer, and he was my very first virtual client. And he's in San Diego. I'm in Cincinnati. So we train via FaceTime, and we do live workouts. So I'm there watching his form. He's in his garage. I'm in my basement, you know, watching his form, pushing him through the intensities, giving him programs to do on the bike and the swim, all that kind of stuff. And he's literally been with me since day one for 3 years now.
That's awesome, man.
And then from there, I've grown it to be, I have 22 virtual clients and 23 in-person clients that I personally train.
And so obviously, you know, per your homepage, you're Now, each of your clients, are you working with them differently? Like, are all of them taking advantage of the three domains that you kind of targeted there, the nutrition, the exercise piece, the fitness piece, and then obviously the mental, the emotional? Or are obviously every customer is a little bit different. That's what makes a good trainer, a good coach, is that they adapt to their customer.
Well, every customer is different, but the program is always, you know, I have my new sports nutritionist work with them for 6 weeks going over what foods they like, how to get a lifestyle change, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, if, you know, I do all the workouts, the follow-ups, the programs, things like that. And then the emotional side as well. But I only do one-on-one coaching because like you said, every client's different. You know, John wants to just get more fit and be in the best shape he can. Pat wants to get better at basketball. Jeff Wenberg wants to get in shape because he's about to be a dad and wants to be able to play with his baby more.
Yeah, like the man behind Lean Pages there. I like that.
That that they have in front of them. So I have done group training. I'm not opposed to it. It's just my people like to get that one-on-one attention.
Okay. Well, and I think the smart piece here is that if you are giving up one-on-one attention to focus on, hey, for example, you're teaching people about butter. We just got done talking about it, right? It's like people have no idea that there's clear difference between real butter and margarine and all that crap. So, you know, whole clean food. And yes, supplementation, in my point of view, is needed from time to time since we have food that's pretty nutrient deficient. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I grew up on a farm when I was a kid. So, yeah, there's some lacking nutrients yeah. in the past 20, 30 years of farming. But I love the fact that you built this entrepreneurially initially. Correct. And then adapted to your mom. And I mean, that's pretty powerful. Like, obviously, that's no joke, man. I mean, you got to like, wow, what do I do? I mean, do I keep doing what I'm doing or do I flip? Do I morph? Do I adapt to where the next steps could be? So it sounds like you obviously use the right influencers, people like Pat Flynn, mental and emotional type of stimulation from people like Tony Robbins. What did your mom think, man? Like, obviously, I'm sure she appreciated it.
Mom always takes credit for the success of my business. She's like, see, I had a great idea, didn't I? And so she's, you know, she still battles with her stroke. She is, she just turned 70 last month and is now going through dementia.
Oh, so, wow.
She had a heart attack last year, breast cancer twice, stroke, open heart surgery after I was born. She's had the whole shebang go through her. So she's a fighter and she's proud of what I'm doing and how much I've been able to grow through this virtual online thing.
Okay. And are you 100% online now with that metamorphosis?
No. I own my own studio here in Cincinnati, about a 5,000 square foot gym.
Right. I just wonder if you've actually separated yourself, but hey, I got a team there now, and now you can focus on the online one-on-one, or are you still kind of living in both physical and online?
I'm living in both right now, and probably in the next year or two, transition into the online only.
Okay. Now, would you keep the studio and then basically create a training system to train people that could do what you do, or are
yes.
you? Okay.
Yeah, I started an internship program with Cincinnati State. So we're getting two interns every semester coming Smart. To the gym. I have four trainers there now, plus a baseball coach. And then my people I've had for 10 years, it's hard to turn them away right now.
You have the relationship.
That's the hardest part. I mean, I technically could. It's just I would feel bad. So I'm just not at that mental state yet to do so.
Is there – interesting on that point. I mean, is – you know how some say everybody's got a price?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the price doesn't have to be a dollar sign, but have you thought about that? Is there a price or a decision that would finally help that make the full flip switch? Or is it come down to right now where it's like, hey, you know what? I'm just going to work on maybe building the internship and then slowly stepping away. I mean, is there anything that would happen right now that would allow you to say, you know what? I just got to go all in on the online.
Right now, also, I just created a course to teach trainers how to do virtual train like I do, a whole system in Smart. Place and stuff. So as that grows and my influence grows where I have people looking to learn more about virtual, learn more about training, that kind of stuff, that's when I'll start to make the change. But this year was all about filling up my book, which is what I did. Now I'm looking to grow my business to the next level next year.
Now, is that what I'm saying on here? Like, I'm on your resources. Again, listeners, guys, again, totalbodyconstruction.com, or just go go there and click on resources. But I've noticed here, like, here are my recommended pieces of equipment to purchase to get started with virtual training. Is this page really for your customers saying, hey, make sure you have these types of things that I can actually work with you better? Okay, so this isn't somebody saying, hey, guys, I mean, I guess a coach or a trainer could also say, oh, yeah, I probably should make sure I have these to show my customers how to use them.
Yeah, I mean, I always start everyone with a stability ball and a set of dumbbells because, in essence, you can do so much with those. And then we grow into, you know, maybe a kettlebell or a resistance band, small stuff that doesn't take up a lot of space, but has multiple functions in it.
I'm a big fan of kettlebells. It freaks a lot of people out. I'm actually working on putting together an event next month with a local CrossFit gym, but I'm connected with, through my nutrition company that I work with, there's a Team USA world-class world champion athlete that I'm friends with, Valerie Pawlowski out of New Jersey. And she's been building her own, she's been helping influence building like world competitions for kettlebells, finally bringing it here to the US. Like, I guess every other country kind of hosts it. And okay, kettlebells exist here, but there's no like world competition that she competes in. So when she goes to other countries, like she's won in Germany and all these other countries. And I mean, they're doing the competitive, you've seen the competitive kettlebells with the larger 35 millimeter handles. It's a whole different level. Like all the kettlebells are the same size.
Clean and presses or snatches the whole
time? Oh, they're doing something called cycling where you literally keep swinging the bell for like an hour. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? I was like, that's a lot of reps. Like there's different stuff. You swing two kettlebells if you're a guy. I mean, there's all different, there's world competitions just for kettlebells. And
I play with them and I love them, but I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, like I usually, my most challenging thing is to teach somebody how to do a proper Turkish getup. Like that always gets everybody because there's so much stabilization involved. And so they're powerful tools. It's just cool though, because like once I started seeing what the world-class level was, I'm like, I had no idea that technically the competitive kettlebells, they're all the same exact size, uniformity. So the only thing that makes a good world-class kettlebell is that what they do is they just carve out the guts of it, the center of it, and but they still have to make sure it's balanced and everything else. But that's why they all look the same size, all the same size handle. So our traditional kettlebells, you see it like Dick's Sporting Goods or at a CrossFit gym and everything else. Like, yeah. So anyway, I'm bringing her in, and I'm looking forward to that, man, because like I've never attended it.
I'm looking forward to listening to that show too. That's going to be awesome.
Well, she's been on the show a couple times already. But then we're going to actually do an event, and then, we'll probably sit down afterwards and then record an extra episode as well after we're done at the gym, because I'm going to video it and everything, because I'm like, I think it's cool. Like she's trying to build like you do. I mean, but she's not doing it online. She's got to do it in person because that's a little bit different than just, hey, I'm going to go buy a kettlebell and learn to do some basics. Like she's teaching like elite level stuff, because she's talking about how to rebuild shoulder confidence and shoulder stability, because I've had my shoulder rebuilt twice. So I'm intrigued, because I'm like, ooh, is there something else that I'm missing in my shoulder workouts that I could get from a world-class athlete? So I'm pretty excited by that. Have you ever heard of Buddy Lee?
I have.
He's been on Vinny Todorich's show, and he's been on my show. So he's the world-class like jump rope guru.
Right.
And he was just at the CrossFit Games as a vendor this year. So, and I actually have one of his jump ropes. They sent me a rope. Anyway, I'm trying to get him. I would love to get, that's my next goal. Like, I want to get him to come and do an event here, because that'd be sick. Like, it's, you know what I'm talking about. When you find these world-class people like Tony Robbins, like you name drop Tony Robbins. I'm a big Tony Robbins fan. Again, to our listeners, guys, there's some generational gaps. Our show does influence a lot of millennials. There's also some Gen Xers. I'm a Gen Xer. There are some Gen Xers that some of you guys and ladies just have never heard of Tony Robbins. You're missing out.
I'm 35. I don't know. Am I Gen X? Am I?
I think we are. Yeah, because I'm 39. So yeah, you should be in my world.
I don't know if I'm a millennial.
No. And there's, again, nothing wrong with that, but I think it's powerful, because my nutrition company, we just had like Tony Robbins there this past week, like at the big, big annual event in Vegas every year, 15,000 people attending that, and him influencing, you know, some of my business partners and stuff. I'm like, wow, this is sick. Like, this is ridiculous. So it's Tony Robbins, man. Like, how many books has he got? Videos. He's got his own podcast show now. Speak to those. You know what? If our newer listeners listening right now, like, why is it that I'm geeking out about Buddy Lee and Valerie, and you're geeking out about Tony Robbins? What is it about that? Why did you pick somebody like Tony and like you know, all the other people that you're coaching right now? Like, why is it so important to have somebody at that level influencing your life?
Because I realized how important the mental side is, and it just intrigues me, the power of like, if you always hear, you know, drug testing, they do placebo, right? Where they tell you this drug is, now you're taking amphetamine, you're supposed to speed up your body, but they're like, they give you a placebo and yet your body still speeds your body up because your mental power to do so, mm-hmm. or it gives your body a depressant or a narcotic or whatever, and it's supposed to slow it down, but they tell you it's a amphetamine, so it speeds it up anyway. Like, just the mental capacity, what you can do just blows me away. Like, I learned so much on like breathing and your lymphatic system and how you can calm stress. Like, so many people are so stressed every day. They think it's cool to sleep 4 hours a day. They think it's cool that you're stressed out 24/7. Like, my wife is a special victims detective and she deals with rape stuff. And so her life is stressful. And so we do these breathing techniques because it's so helpful and beneficial to your body that it all starts with your mind. Then it starts with oxygen, because you got to be able to breathe. Mm-hmm. Then you need water. And then you need food. Yeah. And so I'm working that process through. And I just love the way Tony does examples and analogies to makes it make sense to you.
Yeah. Was your buddy Phil's episode? Again, Dr. Phil Carson, for our listeners, Carson Natural. He's still your client, right?
He still is. 2 years running.
And this guy's a very big natural doctor. But I kind of hinted about the fact that, they launched a Tony Robbins podcast show, and I was listening to it coming back from New York last week. And one of his recent episodes was about his three top biohacks, and I'm a big biohacker as well. But it's interesting because most of the biohacks were around proper rest and recovery. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just about like nutrition or mindset or going to events. Like, he just purely dug into stuff like cryogenics and light therapy and just like all the different things that he's researching and working with experts on to try and figure out, you know, because the guy's like, he gets on stage and talks again, like I said, 15,000 people. And then he does that like week in and week out all over the world, the travel, the stress. I mean, he's like a world-class athlete of speaking. Besides the fact the guy's like a giant. I mean, the guy's huge.
6'7".
Yeah, with basketball hands. I mean, but I love the fact that people at that level are at least being honest and trying to trickle back in. Like, he could just talk about motivational mindset and everything else, but no, he's still trying to teach us all, like, hey guys, there's other stuff that even he's still trying to learn. He's still trying to hack and find the next level of performance, the next level of recovery. What you just hinted about, that's powerful. What's your wife, correct?
Wife, yes.
Yes. Sorry, I'm finally in fiance mode, so I'm getting used to that stuff. But like, it's my fiance, she's a veterinary doctor, so I had no idea until we started seeing each other that veterinary doctors are like at a high rate of suicide, like next to dentists.
Dentists are too, yeah.
And what the heck is up with dentists? Like, really, dude? Like, I don't get. Like, are you upset because you stare at teeth all day? Like, I don't understand.
It's like
that.
Gross teeth. It's not like everyone has like a pretty smile. You got chewing tobacco. You got smokers. You got cav. I mean, I don't know.
Like, have you ever read up on that? Because I've admittedly, every time this comes up, every few months, somebody brings it up, and we joke around about it. Like, what is it that's so stressful? I should probably go find an article published about it.
I have a client that just retired as a dentist for 35 years. I should ask him why it is. I'll get back to you.
I would love to know, because I'm like, what is it, dude? Like, I have one of my good buddies that I road bike with, because we're big cyclists as well. He's a dentist. He's never talked to me about depression or anything unless he's hiding something from me. But I'm not saying that all dentists are depressed.
They have a great profession. It pays well.
Yeah, he's an entrepreneur like yourself, like myself. Right. It's like, okay, you work for yourself. Now, he's struggling because he's getting older. He only has his one practice. He's got a niche in mobile dentistry. So he goes out and works with the aging population and goes to those homes, those properties, and like does all the services right on site. So cool niche, interesting concept. But going back to our point here about mental stress, it's like, again, your wife, my fiance, I'm like, guys, like, that's why I'm a big proponent of yoga and meditation. Right. And I'm still looking to improve it. I'm not perfect. I'm still working on it. I'm the crazy high energy guy, in case our listeners, especially the newer ones, haven't realized that on this episode. I get pumped up. All right. It is what it is. That's who I am.
But everyone's supposed to have our level of energy. The problem is people don't, because the food they eat, the lack of exercise, the lack of activities, we all should be this excited all the time.
Okay. I need to get that like permanently recorded and put on a loop And then I'm going to just play that to my fiance, be like, there you go, babe, see that? And she'll be like, I don't care what he says. She's like, just go away. Go ride a bike or something and sweat it out. but that's a great point to make. I mean, it's a lifestyle component, right? That's what we're discussing here. And now, granted, you and I have just spent, actually, it's a great term. I would love to hear your feedback on this since we're on this exact point right now. And it kind of ties it all back together, all back to your domains of nutrition and exercise and fitness and the mental game. But it's like, guys, like Jeff and I have just put in a lot of reps over the years. He's been a trainer for 10 years. And then part of that, he put in a lot of reps on education to just wrap his mind around all this stuff. But in the end, you and I are still voracious consumers of knowledge and education. I personally love every once in a while, like every month or two, I'll just log into my apps and see how many audiobooks that I've crushed on my road trip travels when I'm driving and all the podcasts. Like I look at the hours that I consume. Yeah. I don't listen to an FM radio. Like driving the hour back from the triathlon today, like I put on Pandora because my fiance's in the car. I don't listen to music anymore in the car. And some people agree and disagree with that, but I'm like, I love turning my car into a mobile university. I'm always learning.
Learn on the podcast. And there's no commercials on the podcast. It just goes into it. Get it done.
Well, some podcasters.
But I fast forward through those parts.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't like the mid-reel stuff. It's kind of frustrating to me. but the point I'm making here, and I'd love to hear your feedback on, is just putting in the reps, man. Like I say this, I've noticed this term has come out for me on the show more and more, especially when I talk about mindset, not just exercise and fitness. This isn't just like, hey man, I'm not talking about swinging a kettlebell, you know, for an hour, like how many reps that is, like probably 1,000, right? Who knows? But it's like, no, we're talking about everything in life. Like you and I have high energy because we've committed to putting in the reps. And let's be real, I was stressed out as heck this morning because I had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get everything dialed in to drive down to this freaking triathlon for my fiance and my friends. That changed up my sleep cycle. Like I was actually stressed this morning. How do you want to weigh in on that? The whole putting in the reps, what we're talking about, this high energy piece.
Putting in the reps for me is what I talked about earlier. When you start to gain weight, you lower your standards. I hold myself at a high standard. I leverage my time to be able to make sure that my health comes first, because when I look good and feel good, I'm happy around my kids. I'm happy to be talking to you or to be working out with my clients. Like I look forward to my days because I start off my day by taking care of myself. And then from there, it goes on and on. So many people, aren't sleeping right. Like little biohack, your body sleeps an hour and a half intervals. So if you want to lose weight, sleep for 7.5 or 9 hours of sleep. If you're looking to maintain, you can get away with like 6 hours, but hour and a half intervals is what your body sleeps in. So wake up, if you're going to bed at 10, get up at 5:30 or 6:30, one of those two time frames. If you want to bed at 11, obviously just change it up, but 7.5 or 9 hours of sleep is ideal for you to get up.
Interesting. Was that a neurological study that you learned?
Feel refreshed. Well, it's a circadian rhythm. It's just a physiological aspect.
I geek out on circadian rhythm. I don't remember that part of it, but
your REM cycle is
a big REM.
Your lightest point of sleep is at the end of that, and if you set your alarm to then, you will wake up feeling refreshed versus droggy, hitting the snooze, going back to sleep, all that kind of stuff.
Interesting.
You want to shoot for 7.5 or 9 hours if you're looking to lose weight, because your body burns the most fat while you sleep because you're converting oxygen to CO2.
That I do educate people. I'm like, guys, like that's why sleep is so important.
Sleep is important. Yeah. But if you, like me, I average about 6 hours of sleep, but I always get six. I'm not like going short.
Or you've built a program. You've programmed your body. Like I tell people all the time, like, it's like when people go through the massive metamorphoses, I mean, like whether it be stress, weight loss, whatever, like your body's actually still now has to go through reprogramming along with that. It's going to take a couple of, I tell people all the time, like if people want to start seeing like a legitimate body transformation, I personally, the one I put my people through, I'm like, guys, it's 16 weeks, man. Like not this 30-day crap. Yeah, you're going to see, if you're committed, you're going to see some stuff in 30 days, but there's nothing sustainable about that. So many of us are looking for the fast, short-term thing. And what you're talking
about marketing
here.
Marketing is the fast short-term thing. Lose 10 pounds in a week. Get a six-pack in 6 weeks.
Oh, so full circle. Right back to the magazine stuff. I love it. And the television stuff.
You know
stuff.
It's true.
Yeah.
But no, I hold myself at a higher standard to teach my kids No, they don't eat the best, but when I'm making dinner, there's always going to be vegetables. There's always going to be healthy food, and they know what's right and wrong. We're a little bit lenient as parents, but you know, my kids are very healthy and all that stuff. But yeah, I just hold myself at a higher standard to allow myself to be fit because I want to be, because I want to be around. I've seen what my mom's gone through. I don't want to have that. I don't want to, I see what my clients go through. And I want to be an example for them to look up to come to me to ask questions and all that stuff.
Well, it truly does become, again, we talk about health, business, lifestyle on this show. It becomes your lifestyle. And I think that's what everything you and I have been talking about today is about. I think getting people into that, hey, man, I got to be working with people or surrounding myself with influence or putting in those reps over the long haul. And we want that short-term, you know, quick fix because the marketing says you. And it's like, guys, that's why you will be stuck on the never-ending roller coaster ride, because that's what they want from marketing. That's what Weight Watchers wants from their marketing. Like, yeah, you'll have that success, and then you try and go off the program. But because you didn't learn anything, yeah, gain all the way back. And now you're basically hooked on the Weight Watchers teat financially. And you think, oh, I'm just going to stay on that the rest of my life. I'm like, what did you actually learn? Like, that's not real. That's not real lifestyle. I'm a very big anti-Weight Watchers guy.
because I am too. The point system and all that, because they'll just do fake sugars and all that stuff. Aspartame, like no
doubt. Guess what? Your body doesn't know hormonally. Sugar. Sweet crap is sweet crap. Like hormonally, your body sees a sugar spike and it's like, it doesn't matter if it's fake, real, leaf-based.
Whatever the new thing is.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's why I got to get you hooked up with Vinny Tortorich, man. Like he trademarked the term no sugar, no grains, NSNG. So he's a huge movement behind that. I think the Facebook group now has got like almost 20,000 people in there. Just everybody trying to implement no sugars, no grains in their lifestyle. And even his regular co-host, Anna Vocino, shout out to the creator of the Eat Happy Cookbook. Anna Vocino is his regular co-host, and she created a grain-free, almost like 95% sugar-free cookbook. So clean eating. I absolutely love it. I bought one for everyone in my family. You should definitely check her out. She's on Amazon.
Definitely check it out.
But I got to get you guys connected because there's a different term there, NSNG. But it doesn't matter. Like, you know what we're talking about. And because he's been in the medical level of education that you've been in, you guys will geek out because he's constantly teaching people about leptin and ghrelin, hormonal levels, right? What one's telling your body you're satiated versus not, the sugar spikes, the roller coaster ride. Like, he is all about fat adapted. He's all about, he literally is a cancer survivor, tying us back, right? To your little purposeful business piece of helping children with cancer. He is a cancer survivor. And every time he goes back for the test, they're like, well, you're still cancer free. But because his doctor, his friend said, listen, years ago, I was like, you got to get off the sugar and you got to get off it now. And he was a pro cyclist, like competitive. He's been he's married to a James Bond movie model. I forget her name. He's been around a while. That's good score. He's a trainer of the stars. But his point was, he's like, he lucked out with her. He said, she's also like gotten into ultra marathoning. They run through the desert, all that type of stuff. And he's like, listen, he's like, many, many, many years ago, I didn't know the difference. I didn't know. He said, but then all of a sudden I go back to my education that I learned in school. And they're like, well, wait a minute. Like, your body gets fueled off of fat. Fat is a more efficient fuel source. Because fuel is my buzzword, right? You know, we're here to fuel your health, business, your lifestyle. I'm like, body fuel, health fuel, mind fuel. It's like, this is what we're talking about. Everything you and I are chatting about today is giving our listeners hopefully some more fuel in the tank that's going to burn for the long haul. Not this first, like flash in the pan sugar burn. We're looking for that good, rich, fatty, long burn. So yeah, I got to get you guys connected because I know you guys will have a powerful episode.
That would be a good episode.
And he's just a good guy. And he just says it how it is. There's profanity sometimes, but he's like me.
I'm from New York, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And that's why sometimes it flies on this show too. I don't edit anything. I'm like, guys, if someone's really passionate and we let it fly, it flies. Sorry, it's the real world.
That's
and
true.
When you're fired up, high energy guys like that, going back to our prior point here of like, we can't help it, man. Like, this is what, to our listeners, guys, like, if you're hearing what Jeff's talking about, it's like, this is what we're talking about. It's not just me. I'm not the only crazy high energy person who founded this show. Like, I love bringing on people like this guy because it's like, oh yeah, Scott's not the only crazy high energy guy. Like nobody in my family looks like me. Everybody's big.
Likewise.
No, I love my family, but they're like, guys, like they don't listen to me at all. They do their way. And I gave up. I'm like, guys, you know what? Your closest friends and your family are the hardest people to help. Would you agree?
Except for my mom, after she had her stroke, she was then starting wanting my help for the rehab, but
okay.
No, none of my family is in shape.
But what sucks is it took that for you and her to build that bond. I mean, in the end, thank God it happened because you guys have connected at that level. It's a shame you guys could have connected at that level before that.
Yeah. And she had the stroke when I was a freshman in college. So I didn't have my education when she had her stroke, which is so. But you know, going back to the reps in our life and having energy, I wake up every day happy, and I literally have a stress-free life. Things happen, and you either control what you can control, and you don't freak out about what you can't. You just people get stressed mainly on two parts: A, they get overwhelmed with that. Things at work and they don't think they can get them done, or B, it's an emotional stress like family member having cancer or stroke. Again, you
can you control it?
You're predicting a future that isn't there, and it messes with your emotions because you get anxiety, or it kind of like a battered wife that thinks her husband, oh well, he's not going to beat me next week, so I'm going to stay with him now, and they predict the future, but that future is never there, so they stay with him for 10 years getting beaten to the point of,
wow, man, you just...
One way or the other.
You probably can't even see that, but I just got, like, goosebumps. Oh, yeah, there you go. Coming through. I just got... Like, when people hit on powerful little points like that, I just react. Yeah. It's crazy. I got the hair stand on my head. Didn't even realize it was happening all of a sudden until I felt it, but I love it when you hit on these powerful points. Like, that was a... What sucks is, like, what you just told us is common.
Right.
Like, you don't need to have your educational background to have us all agree with what you're talking about. Like, we've seen it. I've seen it with people with drug abuse. I've seen it with people with depression. My own sister, you know, suffers from depression. I've been on drugs for years. You know, my guys, like, the drug's a Band-Aid. It's not actually there to fix the problem. They're just treating the symptom. I was like, why? Let's bring it back to the foundational blocks that built the body. You know, let's start tapping into the nutrition, the rest, the sleep. It's going to take some time, but nobody wants to have the patience to fix that.
And that's why I love Dr. Carson, because like Western medicine and like when I was going to be pre-med and all that kind of stuff, Western medicine is all about if you have a pebble in your shoe, they're going to tell you to take Advil versus taking the pebble out. Like, oh, your foot hurts. Well, let's just take Advil.
Yeah.
Instead, why don't we remove the stone and then your foot won't hurt anymore. That's the best analogy for Western medicine.
Well, yesterday I ran my CrossFit gym that I coach at, we ran our first ever family-friendly CrossFit, like not really a competition, but it's all about parents working out with their kids. So they were teammates. So like father and son, or like, you know, mother and daughter type of stuff. It was so cool. That's the first one I've seen anywhere. Cause we talked about it. We're like, you know what? Everybody thinks CrossFit's about the games and what's on ESPN. Let's make something to prove like, hey, that we are working with parents and kids and everything else. But my one buddy who showed up from the gym that my girlfriend works out at, because she's a CrossFitter at a different gym. So they different people coming in. You know, they're all from different communities, different CrossFit gyms are there to come work out with their kids. And the guy walks in and he's got a burn down his left arm, his left leg. And I'm like, what happened to you? And he's like, yeah, he's like, gasoline and a fire. And I'm like, I don't even want to hear it. I was like, I used to be a firefighter. I'm going to smack you.
but
yeah, it's like not a good idea. But anyway, the point was, I was like, well, so what happened to the doctors? And he's like, you know, it's funny, man. He's like, I just wanted to find out. He's like, it was fine. And then it got really, really bad. And I was like, that's your nervous system kicking in. And then, you know, it started calming again. And he was using certain ointments and stuff. But he's like, the first thing they did when I came in there was they tried to give him like medical, like the really, really, really bad. What are the pain relievers called nowadays? The bad ones. That are like prescription.
Vicodin, Percocet,
thank you. But it was Vicodin. They tried giving him Vicodin. And it's a second degree burn, but he walked in under his own. Like, yeah, he's in pain, but he's like, I didn't ask you for a pain reliever. I was asking you what I can do to help
my burn,
you know, heal this quickly and effectively. He's like, I don't want to be on drugs. But the first answer they went to is boom, pharmaceutical.
You're in pain. Here are some drugs.
Oh yeah, here you go. And he's like, no. He's like, I don't need to be selling these on the corner of the street, because that's what people do nowadays. He's
God, there it is. No, they do.
But this is what we're dealing with, man. Like, I'm dealing the vibe here, man. Like, I actually feel like there's so much we can talk about, but I know we both have busy schedules. We need to like get you back on. Yeah, we need to hang out more. I'm loving the fact that we're connecting well. Phil was pretty excited. He's like, I got a guy for you. He's like, you mind me recommending connect? I'm like, sure. I was like, he had a great episode with me too. I want him to come back on eventually too, because his level of natural, I don't call it natural path, but natural path of medicine, him being a classically trained and educated prescription driven pharmacy guy. Like he was your pharmacist that has realized, wait a minute, I can still do that, but let's help find you maybe a natural way to fix it first. If you still want that, I can do that. But hey, why don't you actually find some root causes here? I'm loving what he's doing.
That's why I love Phil, because he helps my clients get off their medicines, because he's like, okay, you're on whatever for cholesterol. Well, the number one side effect is rapid weight gain and water retention. Oh, awesome. So my cholesterol is lowering, but everything else is getting worse. Fantastic. And, you know, all those kind of things that he's just so good at, just comes off to him like natural. So I love Phil.
Yeah, he's a good guy, actually.
One second.
Just had a box arrive from him yesterday.
Okay.
Saliva test.
Oh, I got that too.
I've never done a saliva test. I'm like, you need to send me your saliva kit, because I've been wanting to get like into that next level of biohacking. This is where I'm geeking out now. Like, I'm way beyond Dave Asprey. I mean, I'm not way beyond Dave Asprey if you follow him.
Level,
but I'm now at the point where I'm like, I want to start getting some tests done. I want to start seeing some data, right? And like see where I'm actually at. And because I've already really gone crazy healthy. Like literally all this week, I was up for a bachelor party in Vermont doing downhill mountain bike racing. And my buddies are like, just have a beer. And I said, dude, no, if I have a beer right now, I will feel like butt. I was like, I'm that grain free. And he's like, why? I'm like, because, like you hinted at earlier, we've chosen to take a higher path. I'm not saying it's for everybody. But here's the thing. When you clean something out of your life for a few months and then you put it back in, if your body reacts fine and your mind reacts fine, then okay, it's probably okay. Right. But if you put it back in and your body's like, oh my God, like you wake up the next day and you just feel like total butt, or your gut, you got gut rot going on, like your gut health. I was like, man, I drank beer for years living in Colorado and Arizona and mountain bike racing and everything else. It was just a part of my lifestyle.
Absolutely.
But I was like, well, what if Vinny's got something here, right? The whole no sugar, no grain thing. I was already pretty well fat adapted, drinking my fatty coffees and everything else. And I'm old school farm boy. I eat eggs and bacon every day and cook with butter. So I was like, you know, I'm consuming healthy fats and healthy cholesterol. So I was like, oh, you know what? Let's just see where I'm at. So I'm excited to see what this saliva test thingy will do.
Yeah, my wife and I are doing a cellular acidosis cleanse with Phil right now.
Nice.
For 90 days to clean up at a cellular level our bodies because I'm 6'2", 185 pounds, probably 9 or 10% body fat.
Yep.
And I've been this way for about 9 years now. I'm a black belt in Taekwondo, so I still do my martial arts, which is why I work out, to be able to just still be fluid with my body. Like, I'm training for the American Ninja Warrior, hopefully be on the show next year.
Dude, my fiance, we watch that show all the time. One of my local buddies, used to be one of my employees years ago, did the local ninja down in Philly. He didn't make it very far, but he's still training for it. They call him Ninja Tim. And actually my fiance's like, Scott, she's like, you were rock climbing in Colorado. She's like, I'm a hair, like right at 6'4". I'm right now at 190 because I just got doing a big Spartan super race a few weeks back. So I'm still kind of in lean mode. So I'm like you, dude. I'm tall. I'm lean.
Tall, lean.
You know, I've got, again, I'm 6'3", 6'4". So I'm with you on that. She's like, you should probably start trying some ninja training. She's like, I think you would do really good at it. I'm like, I'll think about it. And I used to study martial arts as a kid. I'm not at your level, but
dude, we're like twins. Come on. No, but my kids and wife are watching it. They're like, you should do it sometime. It'd be good for the gym and love to see you on TV.
Yeah, there's a marketing benefit, right? We're entrepreneurs. There's some, that's a bonus. You know?
I mean, my gym, Total Body Instruction in Cincinnati, our hashtag is charity through fitness. So everyone that
like
checks
that.
Our gym on social media, we buy a meal for hungry kids.
That's awesome.
Then we're doing the cancer boot camp for kids. Later, we're going to start one with a breast cancer charity as well, just because my mom had breast cancer. But, you know, I want to be giving back to the community. So I want kind of to be on TV to let more people know that gyms like mine exist, and we should get more gyms like this out there.
I'm going to get you. Maybe it's too late. Well, just so you know, like last year I went to an event called Thrive, Make Money Matter. And Gary Vaynerchuk, you familiar with it? Mm-hmm. Okay. So last year it was in San Diego. The first year it was in Vegas. This year it's back in Vegas again. And I'm scheduled to go back there again. And it's a powerful event because entrepreneurs like us, yeah, there's some real estate sector people and health and wellness sector, people from all different domains. But the whole point was they come together to learn how to make money matter. And almost every single powerful speaker last year, even people like Jack Canfield from Chicken Soup of the Soul was there speaking, man. Gary Vaynerchuk spoke the previous year. There's lots of powerful people he gets there. And the cool thing was the whole point behind it is like, listen, they tell you, if you can align your business with purpose, what you're doing in life with purpose, or just start building it. It doesn't have to be anything like life-changing overnight. Just always like maybe say, hey, you know what? 1% of every dollar goes somewhere, whatever you want to create. They said, you will find that you will start attracting success. You don't have to make it happen. It'll just happen. So I think what you're doing is spot on. Like I tell people all the time, like everything that I do, like my nutrition company that I work with, like they're a huge partner of Make-A-Wish Foundation. So every time I have my supplements coming in every month, there's an auto donation set up in my account that just boom, there's, I don't even know how much, it's a small amount, but it's been going on for years. So I have no idea how much I've ever donated to Make-A-Wish Foundation. And every time I go to a company event, we always do like this, like we'll just stop everything in the middle of the event. There's like thousands of people. And all of a sudden people come running in. We're passing baskets around like, okay, how much money can we raise right here, right now for Make-A-Wish? And it's always like 10 grand, 15 grand, like just people throwing cash in. It's so cool. Well, you can have fun doing this. Like that's the cool part. It's inspirational. So I love that you've actually built purpose into your business. That's powerful, man.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And it honestly, it was just, I don't know. It's just something I wanted to do. Like even my t-shirts that I do local. So like local charities, local t-shirt guy, his son has cerebral palsy. So part of the proceeds of my t-shirt went to the cerebral palsy fund in Cincinnati.
Yep.
Help stuff like that. I don't do the big name brains like United Way or definitely not Susan Komen because they're useless. Even Wounded Warrior, I've heard bad things about. My wife's dad was.
Yeah, there's been mixed feedback about them too. Yeah, I mean, I went through the same thing. When have you heard about the Hot Shots 19, the 19 Hot Shot wildland firefighters that were killed in Arizona in 2013?
No.
Okay, so anyway, I knew 17 of them. Like I was also in Arizona wildland on a Hot Shot crew, but they were like the rare state run crew. We were federal. Okay. Usually, historically, since 1910, all wildland firefighters were federal. And that was an experimental program, and unfortunately, it didn't go well. They got burned over, so 19 of the 20 guys had died. And so we immediately, like Wildland Firefighter Foundation, raising money, boom, boom, boom. CrossFit is huge in the firefighting community. So we petitioned CrossFit to create, because they have what's called hero wads. There's hero workouts that are workout of the day, created after fallen military, fire, police, like first responders in general. So like by my gym, like every Sunday, we will do a new hero wad. Like there's the unfortunately, the sad part is there's plenty of hero wad programs out there to pick from. So we're constantly cycling through new ones. Mm-hmm. But we got CrossFit that year to recognize the fall, like that was the biggest firefighter loss since 9/11, you know, 19 guys all one time. And we petitioned them. I started my own little local Hot Shots 19 kind of workout charity event here, again, supporting local. We raised thousands of, with power of the reach of CrossFit. We exceeded our goals exponentially. They had enough money raised to pay for every one of the kids of these firefighters for college. So they've done a good job. And obviously, like you just said, there's been interesting feedback. People are saying, oh, well, was all the money done? Yada, yada, yada. Listen, the families were well taken care of. So nowadays, it's funny because I made them more of an orphan. I'm like, you know what? I was a former hotshot. That is my thing. I want to do that here on the East Coast because hotshots don't exist out here. So I'm still kind of doing it small time. I rotated from local CrossFit gym. But now, as of last year, I've switched it to the money I raise, I give to a local fire department because they've already helped, right? There's plenty going on out there. It's a Western thing. So I was like, why not take that platform and help a local organization? So now I'm going to rotate the proceeds every year to a different local fire department. Because here in Pennsylvania, we have a lot of volunteer fire departments. It's all volunteer.
Okay.
So I'm with you, man. Like, dude, we're vibing on this.
Local is definitely where it's at. And, you know, my mom's an immigrant from Italy. So like we grew up always about who you know and being in the community and stuff like that. So this is me giving back to the community.
And that's all it takes. I think a lot of us try and take, just like going back to the beginning of the show, we sometimes take on too much. We try to tackle too much with our fitness or too much with a weight loss goal or too many pounds or maybe I'm trying to go full-blown meditation master. And it's like, that's going to take some time.
Right.
Just like putting purpose in your life. Like You don't have to do anything overnight. I mean, over the years, I've done countless years of cancer fundraising. I've been a road cyclist for years. I've done road cycling events, hundreds of miles for MS-150, those big road biking events. Every city's got one of those. You know, I've been there, done it. So we just keep, and over the years, I'm kind of like you, I've gotten to the point where I'm like, you know, I do one local thing. Like this year, I have an event coming up in a few months. I'm starting to raise money right now. It's a local chapter of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation.
Okay.
A buddy of mine did it last year and he nominated me this year. So I'm like, you know, so I made a new goal. Every year I've got my Make-A-Wish, my big organization. Yeah. And then now I pick and I still got my hotshot thing. So now this year I'm doing cystic fibrosis and I rotate. That's my new master plan with my business model. I'm like, you know, I'm going to do a new local charity every year. Maybe I'll repeat. We'll see. But I'm just trying to pick it. I think it's more power there at the local level. So I love the fact that you're going to try and use something like Ninja to get more purpose and more exposure. I love that.
Yeah. So. And in the training for it, you know, I have Olympic rings. I have bars that do pull-ups and stuff. And I just do a lot of barbell.
Yeah.
Working on that grip, have little grip attachments to make my grip stronger. Used to be a certified rock climber up in New York, in the Adirondack.
The
mountain.
Gunks? Did you ever go to the Gunks?
No.
Oh, the Gunks, man. They're like world class in New York.
No, never meant to the Gunks.
But you're in the Adirondacks, so you're even further.
So I did like Mount Marcy.
Yeah, I hiked that last year.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Small world.
Small world. Yeah, I was a Eagle Scout, so we did a whole bunch of backpacking all throughout those things. But yeah. So I don't know. I'm gonna try it. If I get on TV, awesome. If not, I get in better shape. I mean, it's a win-win either way you look at it.
I've been building my own little home mini CrossFit gym in our big garage. I've gutted in the back here. It's been my little side project. I call it This Old Garage Project, like that TV show, This Old House.
Right.
And I've already got a pull-up bar in there. We got big rubber horse stall mats down for the bumper plates. So we've got barbells back there. Actually, my next step was I was going to get another pull-up bar because I set it up for my fiance and it's not really good for me. I thought about it. I'm like, well, former rock climber, I've been researching the finger hold training panels.
Okay.
So I'm actually going to probably get one of because you can get one of those mounted right over a doorway, but I'm going to get one of those and mount it on one of the ceiling rafters in the garage. And then I can still do pull-ups off of them, but I could do like finger pull-ups. And that way it forces me outside of my comfort zone. So something to think about for you.
Definitely will think about looking into that. And I'm hoping my martial arts with my flexibility will give me more range too.
Yeah, that's one thing I never forgot. That's one thing. I mean, I stopped martial arts when I was like 18. And people to this day say, man, you're really flexible. I'm like, well, I never forgot it. I mean, it was kind of important.
Well, I still stretch out now.
Yeah, prevent. It's like, you want to prevent injury? Hello? I finished doing a workout and I finished coaching a class and people are grabbing their bags and leaving. I'm like, mobilize. Like, everything is warm. It's pliable. Like, this is the time to mobilize, like stretch things out.
Get in there to stretch it out.
Oh, it drives me nuts. So,
Well,
listen, you're a busy man. I'm a busy man. We're going to have to like postpone and like follow up on another episode because this has been awesome with you, man. I'm glad we got a chance to connect. I owe one to Phil. Phil's the man. I get it.
Phil, we got this one right.
He and I had a vibe anyway, but I was like, I'm always looking for, I don't always bring on regular repeat co-hosts, but I want to extend that invite to you because
everything you're
doing, man, it's kind of freaky that we do have a lot of vibing there.
And I'd be honored to be on again.
I want to just make sure that invite stands open to you because the fact that you're doing so much with purpose and your impact with cancer and what you've done, the influence of your mother's experience with you, like this just, you're doing a lot of good things out there. It sounds like you got a lot going on. I love it. So, and obviously you got the right people in your network because you got your clients are powerful people like John Lee Dumas. And I'm like, wow. All right. He's got some good customers. So
I work with some good, very fortunate with my clientele right now and always working, you know, trying to find new people. The hardest part about what I do with virtual training is no one knows that it exists. Like, you know, people think you have to buy a gym membership to work out when reality, we all would love to work out at home, but at home, there's no accountability or convenience there.
Right. So and there's people trying to use YouTube University for it.
Yeah.
And you're trying to find reputable people.
And they get hurt. And whereas what I do, I sell accountability and convenience. You can work out at home. I can see you, watch your form, make sure you don't get hurt, push your intensity. And you don't need a lot of equipment because you have someone there teaching you new stuff all the time that you don't get bored doing insanity for 3 months in a row or P90X or whatever the heck the new DVD system is.
Yeah, I can't keep up with all of them. Actually, you know what? I got to look up some. When you email me the reminder to get you networked with Vinny, shoot me that after this show. And then there's actually a buddy of mine. I helped them with a Kickstarter program to launch. It's called the Perfect Burpee. It was basically an oversized yoga mat meant for people to do fitness stuff in their home gym. So it's like take a traditional rectangular yoga mat, and they made it wider out to an angle to allow the shoulder width and your hand placement. Because a lot of yoga mats, you're going too wide.
Wider.
Yeah, right. It's a very interesting concept. I think they still sell it online. But anyway, that founder of that business, the co-founder, he ended up starting to work with an app for trying to create a platform for virtual personal trainers. So he had reached out to me to find out if I ever wanted to demo it. But anyway, I don't know if he's still doing it. I'll have to look into that for you, because I don't know if you're ever looking to research software and platforms to grow what it is you do. I mean, it sounds like you're already building your own. But there might be some business opportunity there for you.
Yeah, especially if he has trainers that want to. That's why I'm teamed up with Cincinnati State, because their people going through the personal training program are all going to know about my course. Yeah. And as the interns, they'll get to see virtual training hand. And I got people in Philippines, Puerto Rico, England, Canada, all over the United States. And I'm busy all the time, making the money that I wanted to be making. And if I lose a client, I have 7 billion people to choose from, not just who's in my immediate city.
The power of the online.
How many gyms are in my city? How many saturation of people are all over the place?
Well, and to be fair, I mean, I don't know what the percentages are, but the listeners of this show, I guarantee you there's going to be a chunk, whatever that percentage number is. It's like, oh, I'm open to virtual training. Because I know for a fact that I've always been a gym guy. I love going to do something. I love mountain biking at a park or going on a road bike ride. I love going to the CrossFit gym. But then, I'm building my own CrossFit gym space. I know I'm still going to go to a CrossFit gym, but when I have a busy schedule and I'm working out of my home studio or whatever, and I want to just go get a workout, now I have access to that stuff right in my backyard.
Right.
But that's still going to be a shift for me, because I've always been a destination guy.
Yeah. For your people. I got my kick bag.
Yeah, there you go.
Bosu ball, bench, and a rack of dumbbells with medicine ball and basically everything that I would need. And I got a treadmill over there.
Nice.
But everything that I would need to...
You're maximizing your space.
Yeah. To get what I need to be done.
Yeah.
But the kickback is my favorite part. My wife's like, you're so loud. I'm like, shh, don't worry about it.
Well, to be fair, if you're black belt in Taekwondo, I was a kicker. I was never Taekwondo. I studied Shaolin-Ryu, Okinawan-based. Yeah. And but when I used to go to Kumite and tournaments, I enjoyed fighting Taekwondo because you guys kick a lot.
Yeah.
And with my long legs as a kid, that was my advantage because I had the reach. So
exactly.
And the only thing that helped me was at least back then, that Taekwondo that I was fighting against, they weren't as upper body as I was. I had much more upper body balance with that lower body, whereas I had a lot more upper body strikes. So if they blocked that kick, I was still right in there. It was just, I did well, but
we're good.
But it's cool you've actually committed to that as a lifestyle.
Committed, and I never had to use it, thank God.
Nearby.
Want to use it. I don't want to be in a fight. I like the way my face looks.
No, I mean, I was a bouncer for a side job when I was in college and never used it. All the guys are trying to beat people up and throw them out. And I'm like, I would just immobilize somebody and walk them right out. Never had to strike anybody.
Right.
There's peaceful ways to end things. Yes. So, well, listen, again, this has been a powerful episode. I want to make sure we get you back to your day. I still got a lot of stuff to do here, and I'm going to get these networking connections established, man. We got a lot of juices flowing
here.
Yeah,
let's get them out there.
And, but to our listeners, again, am I right that pretty much your heart, your soul, your brand, as we've said multiple times on the show, is totalbodyconstruction.com. That's where they're going to find everything.
Find me on there.
I know that on Facebook, and we'll have all this linked in the show notes, just like John Lee Dumas. I have very robust show notes. I will hyperlink everything. But I know on Facebook, it's Total Body Construction. But if people search for the at symbol, it's actually at Total Body Club to get to your Facebook page.
Yes.
And then are you just your name on Instagram? Because I noticed that you have a personal
page. Jeff McMahon, TBC.
Yeah. So Total Body Construction, there's a little hint. So Jeff McMahon.
There you go.
So cool. Like I said, I'll link all that in there. And but again, like I hinted at earlier in the show, I'd love to end the show with our co-host. It's not about me. It's about you and our listeners. Just leaving around some positive, powerful words. Everything you're doing online, everything you're doing in life, you've already hinted a lot of purpose. What is it that if they forget everything else that you talked about with us today that say, hey, you know what? That Jeff guy seems to be pretty cool. Those final words he left us with, I get it. This is what this guy's all about. How would you like to close the show out?
what I'm all about is live life in the majority. So there's 7 days in a week, right?
Okay.
If you're healthy at least 4 or 5 of those days, the majority of the week, that little bit that you go out with your friends, it's not the end of the world. That little bit that you're in, you know, not, you don't have to work out 7 days a week. I like, that's just my personal preference, but you don't have to do that. When you live life in the majority, you're happy. You wake up, you look yourself in the mirror, you feel good. Like, just focus on the majority of the time, drinking a lot of water, you know, not drinking alcohol, eating healthy, not eating fast food. The majority of the time, you will get results. So live life in the majority is the slogan I like to tell people.
Very nice. Live life in the majority. Well, hang tight, Jeff. I'll give you a proper goodbye once we go off the air here. But to the listeners, guys, that's Jeff McMahon. Again, guys, that's Total Body Construction. Check him out. If you have an excuse of being you're too busy, you're on the go, you don't have time, you don't want to pay for, you know, a physical gym anymore, maybe that person sweated on you the wrong way at the treadmill, you know, maybe you want to just go check out totalbodyconstruction.com, man. Maybe Jeff's got something you're looking for. But that's the power of virtual. We have all this internet nowadays and cameras and yep. technology. Like, every laptop sold comes with a camera. Hello, you guys literally pretty much have everything you need. So again, to our listeners, guys, that's Jeff McMahon of totalbodyconstruction.com. Thanks for listening in. This is what we're all about. We're here to keep fueling your health, your business, your lifestyle. So as always, keep living the fired up epic life. We'll talk to you guys again soon. Hey there, Live the Fuel fans. Quick commercial break. Before we close out the episode, just wanted to give you some extra tips and tricks before we send you on your way. So again, thank you again for listening to the Live the Fuel show. I hope you got a lot out of this recent episode. More importantly, please subscribe to this show if you haven't subscribed yet. Stay in touch. Get me some feedback. Submit a review on iTunes or Stitcher and get us the voice of you, the listener, so we can build this content back into the show and make sure that I'm actually taking you, the listener, into this design and future as Live the Fuel grows. So again, subscribe, submit a review, stay in touch. Heck, on that point, go visit livethefueltank.com. Livethefueltank.com. That will take you to the link to our private Facebook group community where you can join and I can stay more in touch with you going forward outside of the podcast world. All right, last quick little piece here for you guys, some extra value. One, go to livethefuel.com main page. You'll see on there we have our free resources guide. If you are looking for free content and not having to pay for it, consider getting on my email list. You click on the button, send me my copy, get your Super Sevens resources guide. There's over 21 of my favorite online resources that I built into this little electronic guide for you guys. There's no cost. It'll just be emailed to you just by hopping on my email. Again, just thank you for listening. I want to give you some value. Second piece of my little extra nuggets of knowledge, if you want to call it this, is go to the resources section on the site. In there, I have 3 columns, health, business, lifestyle. And 2, right off the bat, that I want to make sure you guys are taking advantage of is 1, eatpillynuts.com, and 2, villacapelli.com. Their logos are on the site. You got a big bowl of nuts there, and you got a cool big V, Power V logo. Both of those, if you use the discount code FUEL, F-U-E-L, you will get 10% off at checkout. So take advantage of that, please, and thank you. And more importantly, there's other companies linked on there. My nutritional and health alignment with Isagenix since 2010. The Pure Vitamin Club company for their kick-ass magnesium B12 and an awesome multi-cap. There's some additional business resources on there. 1, Singularis IT. I go mountain biking and road cycling with the founder. This is a legitimate IT company. I don't care where you are in the world, you can use their services. We're talking about serious white glove level services. I've moved all of my IT solutions over to them, and I outsource them regularly for any future and onboarding clients down the road. And lastly, but not leastly, David Studio. If you have no clue who this guy is, guess what? He is my new audio engineer. This is the guy I've been having making it happen behind the scenes. I found him through the Fiverr world. So if you search for David, D-A-V-I-D, Studio on Fiverr, you can track this guy down. But guess what? He's also on the Upwork platform. He's on the People Per Hour platform. You can search for him through his real name. I've never literally physically met this guy or talked to him in person. We have been just met through the online world. But if you search for E-M-I-N, that's, I believe, pronounced Emin, and Fikic, which is F as in Frank, I-K-I-C, you can search for him in Upwork, People Per Hour. Oh, more importantly, just go to Fiverr like I did. But if you are a podcaster or somebody just looking to get quality audio engineering, this is your guy. So again, guys, I'll let you get back to your day. Thanks again for listening to Live the Fuel. We'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up, epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.